Today, we'd like to see the title of Peter in prison in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 to 25. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one in verse 2. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Why did God allow James to be killed? But next, Peter to release from prison. And here, what is our attitude to God? Question 2, in verse 5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. What can we learn from here? Last question in verse 15. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." How was their faith? And what should we learn from their faith? The book of Acts was written by Luke, because the book of Acts chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 said, "The former account I made," indicating the gospel Luke, or Theophilus, so probably very high positions Roman officer, "of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up," Jesus was taken up, "after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen," the 12 disciples, "to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Then is today the book of Acts chapter 12 verse 1. "Now about that time, Herod." Here, Herod Agrippa the first, called as King Agrippa, who was the grandson of the Herod the Great. His sister was Herodias, married with Herod Philip first time, and Herod Antipas second time, and liable for John the Baptist's death. Mark chapter 6 verse 24-25. "So she," Herodias' daughter, "went out and said to her mother Herodias, 'What shall I ask to my father Herod Antipas?' And she said, 'The head of John the Baptist.' Immediately she," Herodias' daughter, "came in with haste to the king, Herod Antipas, and asked, saying, 'I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on earth platter.'" So here, Herod Antipas the first, the grandson of Herod the Great. He was appointed to rule over most of Palestine area, Judea, Samaria, Galilee, and Perea. He pleased most Jews who were Judaized, persecuting Christians. That's why here the king stretched out his hand to persecute some Christians from the church. Here, the church, meaning the group of born-again Christians. Then he killed James. Here, James, the brother of John, one of three inner circle of his disciples. For example, Peter, James, and John were invited to join Transfiguration. Also, rise from Jairus' dead daughter, the other one, Gethsemane prayer. So Jesus invited only three disciples, Peter, James and John. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them, the disciples. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. The second case, Mark chapter 5, 35-37. Jesus called only three disciples into the room of Jairus' daughter who was dead. While Jesus was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And Jesus permitted no one to follow Jesus except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. So in the Gethsemane prayer, Matthew chapter 26, verse 37, and Jesus took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, who are James and John, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then Jesus Gethsemane prayer three times. Why did God allow James to be killed, but Peter to be alive? We don't know on this earth because we don't see all that God sees. But we know all things work together for good, and the evil ultimately destroyed in the great white throne judgment. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good because to those who love God, because we love God, to those who are called according to God's purpose. We are called according to God's purpose. So we know that all things work together for good. Second, the evil ultimately will be destroyed in the great white throne judgment. Then death and Hades, Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Then verse 3, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, Herod saw that this James' martyrdom pleased the Jewish people, majority Jewish people, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Peter, you know, prime disciple of 12 disciples. So for execution, so we can know verse 19. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. Here, the unleavened bread, the 7 days of unleavened bread following the Lord's Passover, the one day. So Passover season has a total 8 days. So special holidays. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5 and 6. On the 14th day of the first month, the Jewish calendar, our calendar, Gregorian calendar, March or April, you know, each time. At twilight is the Lord's Passover. And on the 50th day, next day, of the same month, the first month, Jewish lunar calendar, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. So Passover season totally has 8 days. Verse 4, so when he had arrested him, Herod arrested Peter, he put him in prison, so Peter in prison, and delivered him to four squares, or quaternion. So square or quaternion is number four. So four shifts consist of 6 hours per day, in which the four groups of four people, so 16 soldiers, then would be shipped for one another, intending to bring Peter before the people after Passover, bring Peter before the people on trial after the Passover season for execution, because a big holiday, so they don't kill any criminal or don't in trial, because everybody had rest on big holiday, you know, Passover season. Verse 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer, King James said, prayer without ceasing, was offered to God for him. Here, for him, for Peter, Peter's safety issue by the church. So Peter's safety, here they didn't know how the safety issue would be resolved by God, but they are praying for Peter's safety. By the church, not a physical building, but the group of Christians at the house of Mary, in verse 12, in this context. So church is the main thing, people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. So intercessional prayer. So here we can learn, when someone is in trouble, we should pray fervently for him, or pray without ceasing, or fasting prayer, or supplication for him or her. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another. Why? Because trespass separates us from God. So we first of all confess our sin and pray for one another, that we may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Here, righteous man, which means a man who trusts in God, because his trust or faith considered as righteous, avails much. So effective, fervent prayer has a lot of wonderful results coming from God. Verse 6, when Herod was about to bring him out that night, which meaning at the end of the Passover season, the eighth day, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers. So right hand side, another soldier, left hand side, another soldier, so two soldiers, and the guards, the other two guards before the door. So two soldiers as a guard, so total four soldiers. The guards before the door were keeping the prison. The guards must have been two soldiers, because one shift for 6 hours was four soldiers. Verse 7, now behold, look, an angel of the Lord. An angel is a creature of a spiritual being, servant of God. So we should not worship an angel and a creature. That servant by him, stood by him, by Peter, and a light shone in the prison, and he, angel, struck Peter, wake him up on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hand supernaturally. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did, Peter did. And he said, angel said to Peter, put on your garment and follow me. And he went out and followed him. Peter went out and followed the angel, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. He thought this is not real, but he's dreaming or seeing vision. Verse 10, when they were passed, Peter and Andrew were passed the first and the second guard post, the two soldiers. They came to the iron gate that leads to the city outside, which opened to them, you know, Andrew and Peter, over its own accord. And they, Andrew and Peter, went up and went down one street, one block away, and immediately the angel departed from Peter. Verse 11, and when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain, for surety, that the Lord had sent his angel and had delivered me from the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation, all the hope of Jewish people. Here, almost all Jewish people who are Judaized, non-Christians. So they hate Christians, Judaized. Here, God's works in diversity, not in a particular certain way. Later, Paul's Silas also were in prison, but God released Paul, Silas, through an earthquake, fall down the wall of a prison. So, we should be sensitive to the Holy Spirit works. So be flexible. Don't preconceive a certain format. So don't put our thought, God's work in our format. So go to flexibility, and go to basics, principle, the Word of God, you know, basics and purity. So new wine in new wine skins. Matthew chapter 9, verse 17. Nor do they put new wine into older wine skins, or else the wine skins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined, but they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. So whatever Holy Spirit is, so we are following Him flexibly, so we stay on the Word of God, so keeping purity. Then verse 12, so when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, that's likely a physical building, the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. Here, Mary's house, the Last Supper at an upper room of her house. Also, Mark, the author of Gospel Mark, including his description of a naked body. So let's see in the Bible here, Luke chapter 22, verse 8, and Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, go and therefore to pass over for us, that we may eat. That's the Last Supper. That place probably Mary's house at the upper room. Also, Mark chapter 14, verse 51, Mark himself described himself at the time of Jesus' crucifixion. Now a certain young man, indicating Mark, followed Jesus, having a linen cloth thrown around his naked body, and the young man laid hold of him. So Mark, at that time, probably 13 years old, he was arrested by other Jewish soldiers. Also, Mark, Peter's spiritual son, the First Peter chapter 5, verse 13. She who is in Babylon, elected together with you, greet you. And so does Mark, my son. Mark, my son. So Gospel Mark dictates whatever Peter said. So actually, Mark's gospel is Peter's view of Jesus' ministry. So Mark is Barnabas' cousin or nephew, but Bible says cousin, Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greet you. With Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him. Also, Barnabas and Saul made the first missionary trip with Mark from the church of Antioch, the Gentile church. But on the second mission trip, they separated themselves. Barnabas and Mark to Cyprus Island, mission trip, but Paul, Silas to Asia Minor. That is indicating Book of Acts chapter 13, verse 13. Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John Mark, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. So first mission trip, Mark quit. So we don't know the region. Then is the book of Acts chapter 15, verse 39-40, because that caused the separation, the dispute between Barnabas and Paul. Then the contention became so sharp, and they meaning Paul and Barnabas, parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commanded by the brethren to the grace of God. Because Barnabas wanted to take Mark to the second mission trip, but Paul said no, because he quit, he's unfaithful, he's late, but whatever reason. So Paul opposes the taking Mark to the second mission trip. That's why it's two groups separated. But Paul later reconciled with Mark at the time over Paul's martyrdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11 says, then the contention became so sharp. No, that's why. That is okay. 2 Timothy chapter 4:11. The Paul said is bring Mark to help. So indicated his letter in a sense to Timothy. Now I am with Luke. So bring Mark to help. Yet the last Paul's epistle. So we can see reconciliation. In the last moment with Mark and Paul. Then the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Those people, the praying group, those are described as the church. The church prayed all together, offered to God for Peter's safety. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate of the house of Mary, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate. She was so excited, she forgot to open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. Verse 15, but they said to her, the praying group, the church said to her, you are beside yourself, you are out of your mind, you are insane, you are crazy. Yet she kept insisting that it was so. It was Peter, it was Peter, it was Peter. So they said, it is his angel, not Peter. So here we can see no faith of the answer of their prayer. So here we can see their infirmity and their weakness. Those who pray to God must believe His answer, God's answer. Obviously, many ways over Him in His time. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God, so you may pray to God, you know, through Jesus' name, must believe that He is. God is present right there. Present tense is present. The consciousness of God's presence. And that He is a rewarder. He was an answerer. You know, you pray, rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Here, they diligently sought Jesus for Peter's safety, so consistently, without ceasing prayer. So, but they did not believe God's answer. So, the second point we can learn, God uses imperfect humans like those people to accomplish His purpose. That's really encouraging us. So James chapter 5, verse 17, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Elijah originally ordinary, plain person like us. That really encouraged us. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Verse 16. Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw Peter, they were astonished. They were frightened. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, Peter declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And Peter said, go tell these things to James. Here James is the half-brother of Jesus, who did not believe Jesus Christ until resurrection. This James, martyred James, the one over three inner circle over 12 disciples. This James, Jesus' half-brother. Book of Acts chapter 1, verse 14. So after Jesus' resurrection, before Jesus' ascension, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, or fervent prayer, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So at that time, his brothers, including James right there, brothers, they are praying in one accord. So the Jesus brothers, half-brothers, did not believe as Jesus, the Messiah, as the Son of God, until after the resurrection. So went to another place. Another point, James, the leader in the church of Jerusalem, also the author of the book of James, Peter went to another place. We don't know where Peter went in the book of Acts. But in the book of Acts chapter 15, he testified salvation upon grace to Gentiles as well as Jews at the church council. Book of Acts chapter 15, verse 11. But we believe that, Peter said, through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they, which means the Gentile Christians as well. Then, verse 15, James, as the representative of a church council, made a decision, but we write to them, to Antioch, in a church, Antioch Gentile church, Gentile Christians, to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. You know, certain practical commandments then James declared even Gentiles' salvation based upon God's grace, the faith alone. Then verse 18, then as soon as it was day, now daytime, twilight daytime, there was no small stir among the soldiers, which means no small stir, which means big turmoil, big stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. So total 16 soldiers. But when Herod had searched for him, Peter, and not found him, he examined the guard, so total 16 guards, four squares, 16 guards, and commanded that they should be put to death. Why? Under Roman law, guards who escaped even by mistake, a prisoner, were liable for the same penalty of the prisoner. So Peter, for execution purpose, so 16 soldiers were killed, got the death penalty as well. And he went down from Judea, so actually down from Judea to Caesarea, to Caesarea northwest. The Judea is Jerusalem, high mountain, so northwest bound Caesarea. Caesarea is a beach city, Mediterranean, the sea side a city. So Caesarea, the headquarters of the Palestine, were ruled by Roman Empire, although Jerusalem was the capital city of Jews. Verse 20, now Herod had been very angry. We don't know why, you know, he was so angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon, the north bound of Caesarea, that is Phoenicians, not Jewish people, Phoenicians. Phoenicians, but they came to him. Phoenicians came to Herod with one accord, and having made Blastus the king's personal aide, their friend, they asked for peace because their country over Sidon and Tyre, was supplied with food by the king's country. The Jews' country supplied their country with food. So verse 21, on a set day, they made a certain set day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel. In Josephus, Jewish historian record, he who wore a robe made of silver made a public speech in an open theater in Caesarea, sat on his throne, and gave an oration or a public speech to them. So, and the people kept shouting the voice of a god and not of a man. So he took all glory by himself, not giving to God. Verse 23, so his robe was glistened in the sun, because the open theater, you know, sun coming out, his clothes made of silver, so silver was glistened, you know, by sun. So the people, audience said, your voice is God's voice, not of man. Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. So in Josephus' record, historic record, he got stomach crampers and 5 days later died. He did not give glory to God. God's nature against the proud. God's nature for the humble. James chapter 4, verse 6. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Even if Herod killed James and tried to kill Peter, the major disciples, the word of God spread out. This shows, this proves Jesus' word to Peter upon his confession of faith, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Verse 25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem to Antioch. When they had fulfilled their ministry, which is their delivering the benevolent fund relief to the poor people in Jerusalem church. Book of Acts chapter 11, verse 29, verse 30. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brothers dwelling in Judea. This they also did and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Paul. So that ministry, they had fulfilled their ministry, which meaning Barnabas saw delivered the dead relief to the pure people in the church of Jerusalem. And they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. So Barnabas and Saul were able to go to the first missionary trip with Mark from the church of Antioch, the Gentile church, but not on the second missionary trip together. See above. Okay, let's see each question. In verse 2, then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Why did God allow James to be killed, but next Peter to release from prison? The answer, we don't know. Because we don't see what God sees on this earth. And here, what is our attitude to God? So we know that all things work together for good because we love God. We are called according to God's purpose. Number two, all evil ultimately will be destroyed according to God's word in the great white throne judgment last moment. All evil cast into the lake of fire. Question two, in verse 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. What can we learn from here? Here we can, a brother or sister is in trouble, we should intercession prayer for him or her, all together in a quarter. So that is we can learn. So question three in verse 15. But they said to her, you are beside yourself, or you are insane. Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, it is his angel. How was their faith? Their faith, no faith, or little faith, of God's answer. And what should we learn from their faith? So, without faith, we cannot please God. So we should, when we pray, or we who come to God, when you pray to God, first we should believe God is present right now. God's our consciousness of God's presence, and we should believe God will answer in His time. In His way, God is great because we diligently seek God for God's answer So in that way, we should learn from their faith. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The bulletin, the last song.